the owner of the truck involved in last week's horrific crash in Upongolo in northern KwaZulu-Natal, Sabelo Phiri Masinga, said his driver may have misjudged the situation. The crash claimed the lives of 18 pupils and 2 adults. Speaking to Times Live, Masinga said the camera in the cabin of the truck, which faces the driver, was blocked, so they could not see what the driver, 28-year-old Sibusiso Siyaya, was doing. The truck had been traveling from Ermelo, Mpumalanga, to Richards Bay to offload coal cargo at the port.
I don't understand what really happened there, because there was no pressure. You know, they've got a basic salary. Obviously, there's an incentive because you get the lazy ones and that are interested in working and those that are not. Mm. But it's not a driver, really. It would be unfair to think that was the reason.
Mm.
I think he just misjudged the downhill. Yeah.
What?
I never engaged the right gear because the truck has got a couple of, you know, safety features. There's exhaust braking system, you know, where in case your brakes are not okay, you can still stop it using the engine. So, yeah, if that was not used, I think he just misjudged the situation. We have not been allowed to touch the vehicle. The only thing we could pick up was, you know, the footage, because the truck has got the recording system. Unfortunately, the camera inside the cab was blocked off, so we can't see what he was doing during this whole ordeal. We can only see what was in front of him. The one that would face him was blocked. It was blocked off.
A report released by the Road Traffic Management Corporation found that CIA overtook many vehicles, an action prohibited by no overtaking lines. The report also found the driver had been driving in the oncoming lane for approximately 1.2 kilometers. Here is Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula delivering the report. Mbalula was speaking at a media briefing held at the crash scene on Thursday. Mbalula said the driver's actions were reckless.
The report found that the driver of the articulated truck overtook multiple vehicles, where this action was prohibited by no overtaking lanes, in a dangerous and unlawful manner. This driver recklessly overtook vehicles and drove on the oncoming lane for approximately 1.2 kilometers. These vehicles had to swerve out of the way of the approaching truck. The driver never made any attempt to return to his correct lane, but continued driving against oncoming traffic, putting lives of other motorists at risk. The report concludes that driver error is the major contributing factor to the root cause of the road crash. This is as a result of the driver of the articulated truck overtaking multiple vehicles, where this action was prohibited by no overtaking lines, in a dangerous and unlawful manner, placing the lives of other occupants of the oncoming vehicles at risk. The driver's actions of overtaking vehicles for approximately 1.2 kilometers before the area of impact was extremely reckless.
During the briefing, Mbalula outlined interventions the department would put in place to reinforce interventions.
The contents of this report will be brought to the attention of the Director of Public Prosecutions and the Senior Public Prosecutor for their consideration. As part of our efforts to make our roads safer, we are putting in place a number of measures to reinforce current interventions. We are strengthening our law enforcement interventions under the coordination of the RTMC by implementing the following measures. immediate deployment of the KwaZulu-Natal Road Transport Inspectorate, as well as the local municipality traffic on the identified hazardous locations. Deployment of the National Traffic Police on ad hoc basis to assist the province, informed by the analysis of traffic statistics to identify areas with insufficient traffic policing capacity. Block patrol in the form of compulsory stopping of trucks at certain intervals to ensure speed reduction and considerate driving towards other road users. These interventions will be underpinned by an approach that concentrates on vehicle and driver fitness. We are pleased that the province has completed the necessary processes to ensure visibility of traffic police officers around the clock throughout the year.
Siyaya is facing 20 counts of culpable homicide. Audio gathered by Aaron Singh. For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.